following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
What happened when I was a kid, and I don't know why I'm in one piece. And the one thing that bouncing head reminded me of is they had, and this is going to sound funnier than it's meant to be, they had these things called Super Balls when I was a kid. Uh-huh. Go ahead. Say it. It's all right. I know that invokes or evokes images in your mind of someone who shall go nameless, Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And the one thing that bouncing head reminded me of.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode, oh, shit, what is this? 507, or excuse me, 507. 507 of the BFO. For Wednesday, the 13th of January, 2010, and the fucking music's over, so you'll have to just wait and find out what's coming up. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, I am going to have a reputation, y'all, because I'm here at the Hara Hotel, and they all know that I'm staying here for the big old homosexual Hara event. And y'all, I've walked back into the hotel this evening, and I have brought a famale into the boudoir, as they say. And y'all, but the famale does not want to do an episode of the gate. No! No, I will not do an episode of the gays. No! I want us to just sit back here and watch you fart all by yourself. But anyway, y'all, I have here in the so it's going to be an informal gaze today, y'all. And hopefully I can get this person to do a little talking. But y'all, I want to welcome to the studio the one and
just into the BFO tour arrangement desk. Stevie B has arranged for Big Fatty to have a special tour of the Capitol.
Very shy, and so she will says that she's going to come back and talk a little bit more a little bit later, but not right now. No, no more right now, Big Fatty. No more right now. But y'all, what our special guest here in the boudoir, who, by the way, is sitting on Big Fatty's king size bed, where the gentleman callers have just been piled up all week long, and y'all, she's a little bit of a germaphobe, and I'm really surprised she's still sitting on the king size bed right now. Oh, I have picked up some sort of disease, something that I will have to carry home with. Oh, no. I will probably be on a do not fly list or something like that because of you, Big Fatty. Yes, no, yes, no.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bill. Hey, I was listening to the show going to work this morning, and once again, I got called out for not calling you. So here's your call. You haven't heard from me because I still haven't received that damn Christmas card. So it's probably lost in the mail somewhere, or someone decided to keep that Christmas happy that I understand that was in there. So just letting you know, I'm still here, and no, I have not received the card yet. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, y'all, that is the number one fan of the BFO. That is Bill out there in the St. Louis. And sometimes, why do they call it St. Louis? And if the song is St. Louis, Louis. Louis, Louis. Y'all, the special guest here is over on the sex bed. She's just laying there on the sex bed, waddling around on the sex bed. Y'all, by the way, the special guest and I went to dinner on Tuesday night, and y'all, where would you like to go to dinner, special guest? Oh, I like everything. I said, well, how about this Chinese buffet? Oh, that's lovely. Let's go to the Chinese buffet, Big Fatty. And y'all, she had some broccoli. Broccoli. That's, you know, and she says, and I said, well, what did you think of, you know, first impressions of Big Fatty? Oh, you're not as tall as I thought. You know, most people, oh, Big Fatty, you're not as fat as you, as I thought you would be. But no, this one, no, you're not as tall as I thought you would be. So, well, anyway, so, my comeback was, well, you're much fatter than you think you are. Okay, but I didn't mean, I did say that, but that's not what I meant to say. So needless to say, when we got ready to go, she took a picture of a sign that had the word Vermont on it. And said, oh, this is the most important thing of this trip right here. I said, well, certainly taking a picture of a sign is certainly much more important than meeting Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, yes. But Bill, anyway, back to your phone call. What was it? Oh, what did you say? Oh, yes, you have not received the card. And y'all, that was the reason I wanted people to get in touch with me out of that list, which, believe it or not, I did not bring the list of Crema cards that I went through. I wanted you to tell me if you have or have not received one so that I can make sure that you got one. Now, Bill, I understand you didn't have, poor Big Fatty. You have not received it yet, so I know that when I get back from the DCs that I will get the MLK Day. No, it'll be after that, too. It'll have to be the President's Day cards and President's Day happies out to you and everybody else who has not received them. However, I still haven't heard from most of the damn people that I read from. But anyway, but hopefully that is as clear as mud. Yes, that's exactly what it is, Big Fatty. It is clear as mud. Now play the next voice letter.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is your younger brother, David F. Lowenstein, and I wanted to be sure to call the center of the podcasting universe to remind everybody that this is my birthday month as well. I know it's Larry Clyde, but it's also my birthday month. And what's even more important is it's my 40th birthday month. And I do have an Amazon wish list, I'm just saying. Now, those right now who are not getting an income do not need to feel any pressure. But for those of you who have been lucky recipients of gifts from me, I'm just saying, you know, sometimes it's better to receive than to give. No, not really. But I think I've probably said just enough for the crickets to get a pretty good workout now. So I will go ahead and sign off before they burn their wings off. And I will be speaking with you soon, Big Brother. Nah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you so much, David, for that phone call, and I don't remember what you had to say. Oh, I mean, David, happy birthday to you. You didn't tell us when your date of exiting the birth canal anniversarium was, but anyway, y'all, that is David, that blue jeans guy, and he does a little show over there on the interwebs also, and so y'all go over there and check out his wish list. Y'all, if nothing else, go look at his wish list just to see what the hell is on it. There's got to be some sort of cricket-making machine over there. No, there wouldn't be, because David is the cricket-making machine. Oh, Big Fatty, you got a good one there. Y'all, I normally write down little clues as to what the title of the show is, and I don't even have a pad and pen here. Oh, where is it? It's right here. Oh, Damn, gussy. Y'all, my special guest here in the Fat Cave, the Washington Bureau of the Fat Cave, has made me open the windows. Not open the windows, but open the Roman shades. So those are Roman shades, aren't they? Mm-hmm. She didn't want to talk again. See, she's not. Oh, no, it's too early for me to talk again, Big Fatty. No. No, I cannot talk again. But, y'all, it really is quite beautiful out there, isn't it? But, y'all, and this, I'm going to tell this little thing. I'm going to get up close to the microphone so she can't hear me. But, y'all, I think she's perverted. She said she would like to look out the window with binoculars and see what's going on in the other. In the other. Chinese buffet. In the other hotels right across the hallway. Anyway, but y'all, it's really a beautiful clear night. And let's just check the weather here. Y'all, it's supposed to moderate as the week goes by. And y'all, it's still showing that the sun is up. I don't understand that. Y'all, the interwebs are free here at the hotel, but they're crap. They're just crap. Y'all, it is 32 degrees. The high today here was 34. On Tuesday, it's going to 25 tonight, but it's going to 40 tomorrow, and up to 49 by Friday, and then it's going to rain on Sunday. So, but y'all, my special guest here has revealed that she is not, no, I am not scared to walk around this city. It is a wonderful city. It is, yes, it's wonderful, but y'all, she's scared shitless out in San Diego. And y'all, with that Miss Wes and that Nessa, and especially that damn wiener, when they get on those trolleys, I don't blame her. I'd have to change my underpants several times a day if I was out there, especially if that trolley pulled up and wiener hopped off of that. Yes, I would poop myself silly. So, anyway. All right, y'all. Enough of this charade. Y'all, because I got nothing. I got nothing else today. Y'all, I talked to the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
I was talking to that shut-in today. Y'all, it's been a day of shut-in calls. But anyway, I was talking to that shut-in today on the Skype, and y'all, you know, she loves to steal. She just loves to steal, and y'all, she stole the show for Tuesday early, but y'all, she's so retarded, and by retarded I mean not short bus, because you know that would be a derogatory term towards the short bussers. But her fingers are so fat and her mind is so feeble that she went to steal the show ahead of time because that Daniel Daniel Beaver, he taught her how to do it. Anyway, she went and stole it. And y'all, I'm Big Fatty. Like, oh, I'm doing a cruise update. And oh, yes, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And he's going, and you know, I mentioned the Sea Hag and I didn't play the little bumper there. And he's going, oh, I forgot that. Oh, I caught him on that one. Yes, I did. Oh, he's getting old. Y'all, he had typed in 2009 instead of 2010. On the while he was trying to steal it, so he was listening to today's show a year ago. So and Gooch came in and says, "Why are you listening to that again?" He goes, "What do you mean listening to it again?" He goes, "That's an old show. That's a show he played a year ago." So Gooch remembered the show from a year ago, hearing it then, but no. Oh, I am perfect. I am a gourmet cook, and I have so many friends, and I can pass judgment on that Mark Hamill because he is old and fatter than I am. But anyway, y'all, it's just, oh, dear Gussie. Dear sweet Gussie. But anyway, I was talking to him. Y'all, he is a shut-in. I have talked to his friend, Scott. Y'all, speaking of that, did you go over and look at the pictures on the BFO from the Hootenanny, and you get to see a picture of his friend Scott. And y'all, can you believe the name of that book that Scott has written? Y'all, it sounds like it's going to be one of those tell-alls. It's just going to be a tell-all. And y'all, that can't be a whole lot to tell about that topic. But anyway, I digress. Really? And y'all, speaking of going over the BFO, have you noticed that we have the special artwork for this week? And Miss Lauren did not do this. Y'all, she didn't even volunteer. She's so busy. She's so busy eating matzo ball soup that she could not even... No, I cannot make you some more complimentary artwork. I am a graphic artist, and I only do so much charity every year. So I had to do it myself. So, y'all, it was kind of like a paint-by-numbers. So, anyway. Y'all, my butt itches for some reason, and I don't know why. And, you know, you're sitting on the bed there. Your butt is probably going to itch, too. Okay. And it's not from seafood, but it may be some sort of crab involved. But, anyway. Oh, dear gushy. I am bringing something home for the birthday. And, y'all, I've seen a picture of the birthday cake, and it's chocolate. Is it chocolate with chocolate frosting? You can say yes.
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 That wasn't louder. Could you hear the special guest there, y'all? No, we could not. Just like we can't hear those gardeners outside with the leaf blowers in the woodland hills. Y'all have all these imaginary things going on. But anyway, and there may have been a gentleman caller on Tuesday. And y'all, there was a gentleman caller on Monday night. Ooh, dear Lord. It's like, Big Fatty, how do you do it? And I'm just going, oh, I'm just good. I am just so good. And, but, ooh, dear Gussie. Whew. And I mean, whew. Y'all, speaking of that, David, that Blue Jeans guy whose call we heard, he does that American Idols update with the Ramble Reed Heed over there on his show. And y'all, I believe on Tuesday evening that the American Idols was starting up. But anyway, but y'all, they have all those, you know, kung fu fighting people singing and shebang and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and, you know, there's always somebody that dresses up like a banana or Big Bird or... Yeah, and they go, you know, they make such a big deal, and you know, there's someone with cancer or something, and you know, and you know, they don't have any legs or something, and they come on to audition, and you know, Simon just gets up there and says, "No, you cannot be the next American Idol. You do not have legs." But maybe it's not quite that. But y'all, did you hear that he's quitting? Yes, he is. Y'all, I'm telling you, it is the year of quitting. Archer started it, y'all. He quit. He just totally quit. He's not podcasting anymore. I don't know if you knew that or not. But anyway, it started with Archer, and now it is over to... Oh, dear Gussie. And now it's Simon Cowell. Now, come over here, special guest. Now, it's... The time is almost up. You've got to talk again so that everyone can see. Now, go ahead and reveal who you are so that everyone will know who the special guest here in Big Fatty's Boudoir in the Washington, D.C. has been this whole time.
Larry's mistress, Miss Kathy.
Oh, my God, y'all. The only reason she can tell them the only reason you came up here.
Because Big Fatty told me Larry was in the room.
Oh, dear God, y'all, I will do anything to lure you. I'm like that little dog in the back window of your car with the, you know.
And the one thing that bouncing head reminded me of.
It reminds you of Larry H. Vader. Oh, dear Gussie, no time to play it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Meow!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.